is also limited geographically. Information about someone in a community is likely to spread within his own community. It is not likely to be of interest elsewhere. Therefore, only in his community can we assume information will be publicized, and only there the likes of Abi Tlasa apply. In the case of usually unshocking information, which is of interest in outside the media community, the license would extend as far as information can be expected to circulate. Given all of these limitations, it's clear that the license of Abi Tlasa is rarely applicable. In addition, it's subject to dispute, because many places can disagree with the Rambam's interpretation. Therefore, sometimes we should avoid making use of this license altogether. Basically, we can always never use this license. Now, I'm going to show holding matras on custom days. Let's start, let's see the mark. We're holding now.
Today's the letter of
the Nakhon Verde Christ.
Of the Rebbe.
Tomorrow. Kimmel down. Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
About Rebbe, tomorrow.
Oh my gosh, it's like Tom Hayden.
Kimmel Towns.
Kimmel Towns. Today is the Nakhon Verde Christ.
What?
The Nakhon Verde Christ. The Nakhon's grandfather. So he's named that as your sister.
Really?
The Nakhon Verde Christ.
Vega's mother, which is Vega's mother is Ethel, something.
Oh,
the little married her not son.
Her
anchor. Wow, incredible. I didn't know that.
Yeah, he was named after his grandfather.
Right.
Yeah,
And I heard she had Vega.
Right.
And Vega had not son.
Today's very great. People go inside and all very great. He's very cool. Now we do have Shabbos. There's 60 like mighty people of Hashem. They're very, very. So right now, all to the special cemetery. Very old cemetery. They're approaching the hotel. They're very 60 coming to a very thing. 60 talmid of Hashem. 60. 60. They call the 60 Gevurim. 60 mighty ones. They all end up there. It's around the very in that cemetery. A lot of big people here that are very tonight. They all came there as well. The Talmidei Baal Shem, all Talmidei, they came to Eretz Yisrael. It's interesting, when no one was Eretz Yisrael, the two people were here, the two groups were the Talmidei of the Korah and the Talmidei of the Baal Shem. They were both very Eretz Yisrael, and Sfarad. It's like, a few Sfarad.
And fighting with each other.
Yeah, a few Sfarad, a few Talmidei of the Baal Shem, a few Talmidei of the Korah. That's basically what they were here. All the big Talmidei were very Eretz Yisrael, they were also, his Talmidei came here, and Talmidei was like, the main Talmidei of Baal Shem came here.
What time period is this?
What
time period is this?
So
1790s, 1810?
Something around there. Even early 1810. Yeah, something around there. Yeah, so not the grandfather. Yeah, so probably early.
So you're talking about 1760s?
Something like that. Yeah, the kid was the first one to come. So they finished the slow process. Now let's try to see why.
Refers
back to the Gemara. Yeah, let's see. Hakol Gelut Al Yidei Yisrael. Let's see now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 8 lines in the bottom. Right, we said in the Mishnah, Hakol Gelut Al Yidei Yisrael. Everyone goes to Golus through a Jew. Which means, what do you mean through a Jew? Hakol Gelut Al Yidei Yisrael. Everyone goes to Golus through a Jew. Meaning everyone who killed a Jew by mistake goes to Golus.
So the Gemara asks, Hakol Gadlin, Idei Yisrael, Lasuyeman. Who are you trying to include? Chanan, who are you trying to include? We say everyone. Everyone goes to Galus if they kill a Jew. Who's that everyone? Lasuye Eved Kusi. We're including a Eved and a Kusi. Right? Even though you wouldn't think that necessarily doesn't have the full halacha of a Jew. Right? Let's say a Kuti, because we see there's a certain halacha, they don't really keep the halachasness in that. Right? And there's a question with them, they're real gear and they're not real gear. Right? And also, Eved also, I mean, Eved Kanani, Eved was a guy and he became a slave and he became a Jew, right? Right now, he has mitzvahs like a lady, he's not really, you know, he's not really so in, you know, he's not really so into it. He's not really like a full member. So, Kanani says, even the Eved or a Kuti killer Jew, they also go to Galus. Good, everyone? Good. So we said, oh, very good, Tanyanullah, we learned this. The Tanu Rabbanon, Eved the Kuti, Gaila. Eved and the Kuti, Gaila Vilaika al Yidei Yisrael. They will go to Galus and get Malchus through a Jew, meaning because they did something wrong. Whenever it says al Yidei Yisrael, it's through doing something wrong to a Jew. Rechana, what do you mean al Yidei through a Jew? What do you mean someone goes to Galus through a Jew? What does that mean? What do you mean they go through a Jew?
The Jew strikes somebody else? An Eved or a...
No, it means the opposite. It means they go to Galus because of a Jew. Wow. If they do something wrong to a Jew, they'll go to Galus. Good? Eved Kuti Gaila Velika Al Yidei. On account of... No, I'm sorry. On account of means...
On account of the Jew. They go to Galus on account of the Jew. They kill the Jew.
Good, very fine. Yeah, the account of a Jew. Good. The Israel go to Malika al Yidei Kuti. Israel will go to Galus and get out on account of doing something to a Kuti. Al Yidei Kuti the Eved. That's the one I said. So it goes both ways. Right? A Jew, a Kuti or Eved does something wrong to a Jew, they go to Galus. And also the opposite, the Jew killed a Kuti or an Eved by mistake, there's also Galus. It goes both ways. Where it says, Bishlam, but we understand, Eved Kuti Gaila Aide Yisrael, the like it. So we understand what it means that Eved and Kuti go to Golos through a Jew. And also, they can get lashes. How? Gaila, when do you go to Golos? The Katlan. In a case where Eved or Kuti kill a Jew by mistake, they kill a Jew by mistake, right? Then they go to Golos, right? If Eved or Kuti kill a Jew, what's the halacha? They go to Galus. Vilaika. When does a Kuti get lashes on account of a Jew? When do you get a Kuti lashes? You know when? The Latia, he curses. If a Kuti curses a Jew with Hashem's name, he says Hashem's name, and he says Hashem should kill you. What's the halacha? You get Malchus because he was over on a negative command. Even though there's no action, they bring out the Gemara Torah says, well, this case is different. Right? So cursing soul with Hashem's name is a negative command. Yeah, with Hashem's name. You curse her with the shame of Hashem. Right?
Yeah, I think it wasn't really a
person. No, it's not in the Torah. You can curse
the person.
You're not like I dropped that, but it was like a tefillah that you should like drop there.
A real person. It's a real person. This and that.
Yeah.
It's like the person
doesn't do anything to you.
Right, it doesn't do anything.
Yeah. Oh, so what are we saying here? So we're saying the cut of a leg of the life. So we understand how could a Kuti get makas because of a Jew? You know how? If a Kuti curses a Jew with Hashem's name, then we give him lashes on account of cursing a Jew. Good? So we understand how a Kuti goes to Galus because of a Jew. He kills a Gubu Shagi, right? If he kills a Jew by mistake, he goes to Galus. What about if, how does a Kuti get lashes because of a Jew? If he curses a Jew with Hashem's name, he gets lashes. So that we understand. That's why I said, Bishlam, Eved Kuti Galus, they show like a Gaila, when do you get Galus? The Katla. Because if he kills a Jew by mistake, you go to Galus. For like, when does he get lashes? The Latia, when he curses, if he curses, the Kuti curses a Jew, then he goes to Galus. Right? That's how he goes to Galus. So what's the question? El Yisrael Goel V'Leika Adei Kusi. What's the case that a Jew could go to Galus or get lashed through a Kusi on account of a Kusi? B'Shlam Goel, we understand the case. How could a Jew go to Galus? The Katlein, what does the Katlein mean? He killed him. If a Jew killed a Kusi, there also our mission to say you still go to Galus. Elo, rather like that, my, why do you get Malkus? How in the world is a Jew going to get lashes on account of doing something to a Kuti? What do you think? What was the case we said before? How did Kuti get lashes?
Because of the Jew.
So what are we saying here? Lalaika, my, why does the Jew get Malkus? If you tell me to Lashia that he cursed the Kuti, it's not if you don't get Malkus. The Nasi Ba'am Chaloi. So the Pazi says, a Nasi in your nation, you shall not curse. Right? Which we read the Gemara. Rashi says the Gemara in Shavuos and Sanhedrin learns out, Shavuos and Sanhedrin in the book, learns out how this is really referring to everybody. You're not going to curse anybody. Even though the Pasuk says don't curse the president, the Nasi, it really refers to everybody. Don't curse anybody. Good? So it says, Nasi ba'amcha, someone who's in your nation, you can't curse them.
So they're in lower status.
But I say ma'isa amcha, someone who does the actions of your nation, him you're not allowed to curse. So when did the Torah say you're not allowed to curse somebody with Hashem's name? If it's someone who's a Jew, or, but besides him being a Jew, you also have to be considered Abcha, which means, whenever it says Abcha, means they're acting as they're part of your nation. Right? As long as they're acting as if they're part of your nation, you can't cut. It says, Nazi ba'amcha, someone who's in your nation, who acts like they're a Jew, but Akuti, they didn't keep the Torah, they didn't keep mitzvahs, these guys, they're a bunch of, I don't know what, they didn't keep the mitzvahs. So then, they don't have, then there's no answer to curse them. So how is it possible a Jew could get Malkus from doing something to a Kuti? If it's a curse, not a problem. There's no such negative commandment. You're allowed to curse him. Right? If you curse this guy, there's no Isser Deraisa. I don't know if it's knife, but it's not an Isser Deraisa to curse the guy. So you curse the guy, like, what is your group in?
Well, because you say Hashem's name inside. And you curse the Kuti. It's not you curse Hashem.
Now, cursing Hashem. You're telling a guy, you, in the name of Hashem. So you're saying, come here, desecrating Hashem's name. Because you're saying, but you tell this guy he deserves it. This Kuti is making you trouble. And he's making you problems. So you say, Hashem should help you drop it. Right? That's the other guy. That's the other guy. Kuti, your neighbor, he makes you problems. So what do you do to him?
Help him.
What?
Help him.
Hashem should help you drop that very soon.
But that's not a curse. It's a blessing.
No, it's a Kuti, it's a curse. Yeah, for you the blessing. Every guy always curses them. If you the blessing, say. So then it's not a direct. It's not the nicest thing to do, but it's not a negative commandment. It's curse. To curse a Jew with Hashem's name is a negative commandment. It says don't curse anybody. But to curse a Kuti, since he's not part of your nation, the whole negative commandment is don't curse anybody in your nation. It's only someone who acts like your nation. So it doesn't only mean they're actually your nation. You have to be in your nation and act like they're in your nation. Right? So then that's when. So what's the case that a Jew does something to a Kuti and you deserve Malchus? What's the scenario? And the other Rabbi Akiva says, rather, I have the case. Good, for example, Sheheyed Bay, that a Jew said Eidos on him. A Jew testified on a Kuti that he's high Malchus. A Jew said, I saw this Kuti go into McDonald's and eat a hamburger, a burger. A hamburger with heaven, real hamburger. It's that I saw a guy eat a hamburger, right? This guy eating hamburger. What's that lacha? Then he comes to Edom Zayin. So he wanted to get the Kuti Malkos. So you'll still get Malkos for Kasher Zaman. That's what we're saying. If you say testify against the Kuti, and then you're caught Edom Zayin. So you want to give him Malkos. You said I saw him eating a cheeseburger at McDonald's. And then
why
it comes out it's not true. Yeah, of course, he's supposed to be a Jew. They weren't. They have to be a Jew. A Kuti is supposed to be a regular Jew. They became Gerim. They converted. Wow. Now the question, why did they convert? Was it because, was it a real conversion or not? Fine, that's the Shaila. But either way, mice, they converted. They went back off the Derech. At one point they found they had doves on Harabais. They were bowing down to the doves. They were like, at one point they realized that they were really like serving with the Zara even. But, and then they were like totally knocked out, a lot of these guys. But until then, it was a Shaila. Are the good Gerim, the not Gerim? So these guys, it was like a thing that a lot of these guys just went to do their own thing afterward. They became Gerim because they were scared to get killed. By the time of Yeshua, they got dressed up and they said, that's the whole story of the Yeshua, and then they became Gerim. right? They said we'll be the water carriers, and we'll chop the wood for you. And it came out that they had that, right, because they were scared of the lions, because the Klaish had like lions running around eating people. So that like Hashem, they didn't have to fight the war. Hashem said lions. So the whole question: were they lying? Were they gaming because of the lions? And they weren't real gaming; they just doing out of fear. And they didn't really plan it. They didn't really mean to become gaming. Or they did become to be a game. But right now, these guys aren't keeping. They're not doing. They're not doing good. They're not doing too much. They're not acting so Jewish. Right. So, but still, since they're a Yid, since at the end of the day they're Jewish, at least with their student Jews. So someone who testifies against the Kuti, they say Malchus, and then because of the aids of him, we will give you Malchus also. That's what we're saying. Even though he's not so Jewish, he is Jewish mice. So kind of like this. If you curse him, it's not a problem. So he's not acting like a Jew. But for Hilchos Edom Zayman, he's a Jew. So if you testify against him, and it comes out that you're Edom Zayman, we do to you what you want to do to him, which is we give you Malchus. Because if that's the case, what is it Bryson Chiddush just telling me that we give you Malchus means he's Issa Get. You said a Jew testified on a kuti that he's chayav malchus, and he became Edom Zayim. That's what he wants to say the case. So let's see Rashi here. There's two lines at the bottom. Like the Lakim said, if a kuti curses a Jew, he gets malchus because he cursed him. We said it's not Shavuos. Hamakal eschaver, someone who curses their friend, right, with Hashem's name. Over beloisase, they're transgressing beloisase. Now, where do we get that from? Ba'as, we learned it out of a mahatzat, and they call dayin v'nasi v'cheresh. There's three different psukim. One says you're not allowed to curse a judge. The other one says you're not allowed to curse a nasi, like the president. The other one says you can't curse a deaf person. The Gemara works out why it ends up it's really going referring to everybody. Even when we say these specific cases, the Gemara over there understands that it's also to curse anybody with Hashem's name. So it's a derisa. Right? We said it, not only that, even it's such a strong it's a derisa, even though it's a lot without action, you still get malchus. We said the Gemara too were discussing this thing, because we always said in our Mesechta, a lot without action, right? Someone does a negative without action, doesn't get malchus. Really, there's the Gemara too were that Gil already deals with this whole issue, why in this case is different. But someone who curses another person, the Gemara Shua says, even as a regular guy, they're chai in Malchus. But we wanted to know what's a scenario where a Jew does something to a Kuti and he has to get Malchus. So if you cursed him, it's not a problem to curse a Kuti. It doesn't act like you. So he said, Shehele. What did I say, Shehele? Shehu chai in Malchus. A Jew testifies on a Kuti that he's chai in Malchus. So I'm eating with Don this morning. So he's chayav malchus. Comes to Edom and says, what do you mean? You're with us, somewhere else. Then you give the Jew malchus also. That's what I want to say right now. But the Gemara asks on that. That's the pshat, we have a little problem. Because the Kabbalah says, Gabi Evan, like this, you should say the same for Evan. We said, a slave goes to the Gullus, through what he does to a Jew. Right? Hello? Tabi Evet Shehei Yidvai. But who's that? See, if you're saying that that's the case, but you want to explain the Brides like this, what the Brides are just saying? Evet and Akutsi go to Golos and get Malchus through a Jew, through a testimony of a Jew. And a Jew goes to Golos through a Kuti and an Evet. Which means, what was your first case? Evet and Akutsi go to Golos and get Malchus through a Jew. Correct? And what are you telling the scenario of Malchus is? What happened? He testified. He got his oven because we're falling over the pshat that he cursed him. Right? Okay, we have a price. The price said if an Evet, a Kuti, they could do something to a Jew and deserve Malchus. Right? This is the opposite. A Jew could do something to Evet and Kuti and get Malchus. Right? Let's try to figure out the case. So now what do we say the case was? The case is that the Jew testified against this guy. We can't get the aids of him. So you give him Malchus, right?
You get this guy gets a Kushi or
a Kushi or Evan, he gets Malchus. The problem is... Kuti and Evan.
Right.
Kuti and Evan, you get Malchus.
Right.
The problem is, the first half of the price doesn't make sense according to that. So what are you telling me? Everybody goes to Gauls through a Jew, which we said, Evan, what's the Tanna Rabbanan? Eved Likuti, Eved Likuti, they go to God and they get Malchus through a Jew. How does the Eved get Malchus through a Jew? What's your case? He tests, when we're falling over the Pshat, he cursed it. So what do you say to the Pshat? Then he testified against the Jew. And then he was an aid zone. Found there's no such thing. Eved can't be an aid. But you're telling me the case is like this. On the side, it says the Jew does something to Eved. What do you do? What do you do? He testified falsely against the Eved and he became aid zone, so he gets mocked. Mm-hmm. What's the other flip of the price? What's the other case then? That the Eved does it to a Jew. There's no such thing of an Eved becoming an aid zone against the Jews. No, he can't be a slave. So how in the world?
Can't be
an aid. It can't be an aid. The Eved can't be an aid. So how in the world could he possibly? How can that be the case in a price? So you can't say that. So again, what was the first option? First option was, what's the case of the price? And why are you getting malchus? It's because you're cursing. Right? Because the Eved, let's say, curses the Jew. So a slave who curses the Jew, he gets malchus for cursing. Good. We said, the second half of the price doesn't work out. So it says, the Jew who does it to the Eved also gets malchus. Now, if your scenario in your price is that you're cursing, we know the halacha, that Jew curses a guy, there's no malchus. A Jew curses the Eved, or a Kuti. Let's say Jew curses a Kuti. You don't get malchus, only myself. So you tell me, you told me a new option. You know what? The whole Bryce is talking about a case of Eden Zayin. That's you told me, right? That if a Jew testifies against the Kuti, he gets malchus. And then he's made an Eden Zayin, then you get malchus. So what's that? Go to the first case of the Bryce. The first case of the Bryce, though. Says that Eved gets malchus through a Jew. It can't be when he's testifying, because a slave can't testify. So if I do, what's the case? What does that mean? Right? The word Ezra the Sega, the Eved should be the same along by the Eved, Shehayid by Behuza. The Eved by Edesu, the Eved possibly see his son of Edesu, he can't do Edesu. That can't either be the case. So what's the Psha in the rest? Elohim Rachabar, Brady of Ikur, Rachabar, because says, I'll tell you Psha, Halcha Maeskino. Here, what are we dealing with? For example, the Yisrael hit the Kusi. You hit the guy a whipping that you're not chayav to pay a shavar puta. Meaning, it didn't damage the guy at all. Yeah, so I want to say, if you hit a guy, and you didn't cause any other damage, no monetary damage you caused, then we'll give you malchus for hitting the guy. The Amr of Abi Amr Mechan, he kavu haka'a she'im ha-sharaputa. If someone hits his friend and hitting, there's no sharaputa. It's not called a puta. It's not worth a puta. He didn't damage a puta. He went up to the guy and slapped him in the face. He didn't damage him at all. It's just a lot of it. He didn't damage him. So what do we do? Malchus is like it.
It's like this. That he hit him a hitting that it wasn't worth a pruta, right? So why is it, why pruta? Because if it was more than a pruta, then he would have to pay damages on it.
Of course.
Right? And not to get the malchus. I'm a Rav Amin, I'm a Rav Yochanan. He hits him a punch.
It's a question. Another question. So what's the answer? What's the case?
Here comes the answer. The answer follows. Below Mishkina, we don't compare a punch, a hitting with a curse.
What's the question?
It's like it's very difficult. It's a question from Sanhedrin. Yeah.
Instead, it's not a question. It's an answer. What's the Omar? The Omar is that Rav Ami says. It's not a question. We say Omar Agarader. He can say what are you talking about? Hakol Shem B'Shem. The Amar Rabbi Rechna, the Rabbi Amar Rechna told us, he told us the rule.
So what's the rule?
That he called Hakar Sheva Sharaputa, like it. That's the rule. Someone who hits without a Sharaputa, you get Malchus. That's the rule.
So then what's the continuation?
Could now explain the source. Because he holds, now this Tana holds, the Lema Kshin and Hakar Ola Klal. One second.
I'm
hoping
that's the question.
But what was the question? We're trying to
figure out what. Hey, Mutaka, she ain't going to have a Pruta? Okay, to begin on it?
What's the problem? Yeah.
That's the question.
Why is it a question?
That
why?
There's an understanding in one Sanhedrin that cursing somebody is like hitting somebody.
Right, because if you make it happen, it's good.
Is like hitting somebody. Now, so by cursing somebody, we already learned that you don't get mafus. So by hitting somebody, you should get
mafus.
By cursing a kushi, we just learned that you don't get
mafus.
So by hitting somebody, you should get mafus on it. By hitting the same kushi, you should get mafus. If we already compared the two of them, and cursing is the same as hitting, if we compare and cursing is the same as hitting, then hitting also should get mafus.
You're saying the right thing, but I'm saying, I don't know why you're saying the question is with you. See, why we're here to see these things. The next thing is just the answer. I don't know why you're saying it's simple.
But I say it's that question. The question has to come up. Because the question
is the next line. It's the next line. That's the answer. Right now we're getting an answer. Again, what are we trying to figure out? How do you have a case where a Jew... One second. How do you have a case where a Jew does something to a Kuti and they get mocked? That's the question. So we're telling you the case is... We're saying an answer now. Step by step. The answer is...
The case is
you gave him hakka, you hit him... That's not enough of a damage. It's not so much damage. It's not a shavar kuti. You damaged him a little, you didn't damage him. You hit the guy without damaging him. That we have a rule, I'm Rabbi Yochanan say, that you deserve malchus. So if, what's the case that if Yisrael does something to a kuti, he gets malchus? You hit him. If Yisrael, right, we want to know what's the case that Yisrael does something to a kuti and you get malchus, correct?
Right.
So we try to say you curse him anyway. The second we say no. What's the case? The case is...
You hit him, it's not a shavar kuti.
What? A good right, that's the answer.
What's the question before?
It
leaves us off saying, Evan Bar Edis too?
Nahon, so
yeah, it's not a Bar Edis.
Nahon.
Which is not a Bar Edis either.
Good, right. Fine. So which means that we still don't understand.
I need another explanation.
Nahon.
Yeah, anything else? Tell me what else.
Good.
So, Papa, what are we dealing with? We're dealing when you hit him.
Therefore you get malchus. That's the answer. Good.
Basically, this is true what we just said because the Amar Rabbi Yami Amar Rabbi Yochanan. There's a rule when a person hits someone and it's a hakah, it's not shavu kruz. Then instead he gets it. That's the answer. It's a bad
answer. Then he continues his answer and says, "We don't compare."
Then he adds another statement to his answer. So the Moshina Hagala, we don't add.
No, that's Iri. Of course it is. It's the Amar. That's what it says. The Amar.
So then he adds, and he says, "You don't add. You don't. You're not Mashve. You're not. You don't make an equality between a Hakka and a Kala.
And therefore, even though the Gemara over there, right? And therefore, even though you can't curse him, you could, yes." You could get you are yes I am an Abba. That's what Scarlet wants. So again, let's read the score again inside. Whatever, man. Again.
Time to learn.
What?
It's like a quarter to.
Yeah.
Fun.
I don't know.
Right. So,
I would have put it in somewhere different.
Right.
So I would have put it at the
locate. Right. It's not a question. It's all coming to answer the last question. It says the ending bar. But it doesn't work. Basically, we're trying to figure out how
I thought we have the answer, but Shane showed the Kagon Shavuot, the Chav, Shane was Shavuot, the Yiddish Hiddish without the Shavuot.
That's the answer.
That's the answer.
And the Amar comes to the answer.
He doesn't come to the answer.
The Amar is backing up an answer. The Amar. That which he said, meaning that which he said, this is about to back up what we're just talking about, that he said over there that if someone hits someone that's a Hakkad, it's not a Shavuot, then he gets it.
Okay, so let's use the Gemara again. Let's go up this whole Gemara. Okay. The whole Shach and Tari back and forth. Let's use the Gemara again. It's like one flow. Let's use the Gemara again. Hakol Gerel. Let's see the Gemara. We'll hold it at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 lines to the back. Hakol Gerel Alidei Yisrael. We said in the Mishnah, everyone goes to Golos through doing something to a Jew. Who are we calling his name? Ba'asuye, Evan Pekuti. We're including Eved and Akuti. Eved and Akuti says if they do something, if they kill a guy, if they kill a Jew b'shagig, they also have to go to Golos. Good. We're including them, even though you would think they're not regular Jews, right? Eved Kanani has halachas like a lady, and Akuti is not. You know they don't really keep the halachas. We're not sure what they are. Still, that's halacha. Good. Hakol goyim ayidei Yisrael. So that's first. Good. Reuven, it's good so far. Good. So even if Evan and Kuti kill a Jew, they also have to go to Golos. Fine, that was the Gemara's answer. And we said, Tinyan, they're very good. We learned like this. It's very good because we learned like this. Tinyan, we learned like this. We're like back and saying, he's saying very good. Because the Tana Rabbanon, because Rabbanon taught, Eved and Kuti, Gaila, like Eved and Kuti, they go to Golos and they get Malchus, Al Yisrael Yisra. So, first of all, right now we got what we were looking for in this Brisa. Right? So, we said that Eved and Kuti go to Golos through killing a Jew. Go to Reuven, so far, so good. So since they killed a Jew, that's how they go to Golos. We also have a like. We also threw in this price, they also get lashes. Eved and Kuti could do something to a Jew and get lashes. What does price also say? Also the other way. For Yisrael goes to like I think Kuti. For Yisrael goes to Golos and gets Malchus through a Kuti, the Eved. Right? Which means if Yisrael does something to a Kuti and Eved, he kills him b'shege, he goes to Golos. And also I'll get Malchus because you see the Gemara what that case. So I says, Bishlam, we understand Eved and Kuti Gala Ade Yisrael the like. We understand that statement that the Eved and the Kuti go to Golos through doing something to the Jew and they get lashed. Why? Goyle the Katla. The case of Goyle, he goes to Golos is if he kills. Right? If the Eved and Kuti kill a Jew, the like, when does the Eved and the Kuti get Malchus? The latter, if they curse a Jew, right? If the Eved or Kuti curse a Jew, they get mocked. That's good. El Yisrael, good will look at the Kuti. But what's the scenario where a Jew is going to get Golos and mocked? Bish Lamagoyla, we understand the case that he's going to go to Golos, the Catholic. If a Jew killed a Kuti, he has to go to Golos. El Aleika Amai, what's the case? That a Jew has to get that Elalekamai. What's the case that Jew gets Malchus? The last year, evidently that he cursed him, it's only that the Jew cursed the Kuti. He said, no, there's no Malchus for that. So, Menasi ba'amchalaisar. The Pazik said, you can't do something about Isa Maisa Amcha. Only someone who's like urination, that's you can't curse. Right? So, why is a
You cannot
curse.
Where did we get the Ba'isa Maisa?
The Gemara is making a drasha. The word is nasi be'amcha. So we're making a drasha for the word. It has to be a nasi in your. Just saying, don't curse your nasi. I say nasi in your nation. So we make a drasha that be'amcha means be'ayse ma'itzacha in someone who is someone in your nation, in someone who acts like your nation. So but let's say a kuti who's not acting like such a good Jew right now. Then if you curse him, there's no answer to the raisa. Good. So right now, we're just trying to know what is the case that a Jew does something to a Kuti and you get Malchus. What's the case? What's the scenario that a Jew testified against the Kuti? But who's that? And he got it. He became an Edomim. So this is the scenario where you get Malchus. If a Jew testifies, if you have a Jew who testifies on Kuti Yisrael Malchus, and it's not true, it's a case of Edizem. Then we give the Jew Malchus. I said, if so, the Kabbalah say Gabi Evid. Then if so, it should be the same. If so, it should be the Kabbalah say Gabi. It should be the same halacha by Evid. Shehei is like. But who's up? You must say the first part of the price is referring to that case. Where the Evid said testified against the Jew. And he got Hazama. And whereas Eved bar Edus Jew, is the Eved the son of Edus, meaning Eved can't say testify. He can't testify against a Jew. What's the scenario of our Mishnah? What's the name of the Brisa? And he hit him and hitting is not worth the Shara Putin.
So if the Jew can't testify, if the Kushi can't testify against the Jew, therefore he can't hit the Jew for testifying falsely against him. It doesn't work universally.
No, it does work the other way. A Jew could testify against a Kuti. A Kuti can't testify against a Jew.
Right, so since it doesn't work both ways, then you can't do this punishment to the Jew for testifying.
Why? Because our Braisa says it goes both ways. Our Braisa did it both ways.
The Eved can't testify
against a Jew. Can't.
Since the Eved can't testify against the Jew, the whole Braisa. You can't punish the Jew for testifying falsely against the Eved, so the whole thing's thrown out.
Since this says the Eved and the Kuti.
Right, and
the
Eved
can't
do it.
Both the Eved and the Kuti in both directions.
That's where it goes. Very good. So we're saying now it's not going to work. So what's the right answer? No, it's not a problem. If you hit a guy, the Kuti, if the regular guy hits a Kuti, a hitting is not worth the Shara Putta. means you don't have to pay any monetary damages. Then the halacha is, like if you hit someone and it didn't damage them at all, then the halacha is you get malchus. Why? What do you mean? Well, right, because he holds machshina ka'al kvala. We don't connect.
We don't compare
who?
The hitting to the curse.
We don't compare hitting to the curse. See, even though a Jew who curses a kuti is not a problem, we don't care. But it is a problem if you hit him. That's what we're saying. Even though a Jew curses a kuti, has to be amcha, he's not amcha. We're saying, but if you do, you hit him, then you do get malchus. So if a Jew hits a kuti in a case that he doesn't owe him any money, then the Jew gets malchus. Something happened to the halacha. There's no malchus. Even if something happens, the halacha is there's not to be any malchus. That's halacha. No malchus. Let's just see a few Rashi. Let's just finish Rashi here. Well, let's see a top Rashi. It's our Ruben. You want to see a top Rashi? Tesla with Aleph. Top Rashi. We said you heard it. Because if there is tashkumi pruta, then we know the rule is mishalim ve'inolak. You pay and you do not get wood. We have a rule, we only give you the worst. Read on, she's really going to record it. I'm saying. It says that what? If there is a pruta, mishalim ve'inolak. If one hurts their friend, they have to pay money. But if there is no pruta involved in hurting your friend, then like as then you get malchus. We don't compare, and we don't make a difference between the hitting and the curse. We don't say like this. Just like he doesn't get hit. For getting a guy a wound. We're pulling this ahead of the eagle of the Mach Shigla. It's going on back. I'm a chlaikas in. So again, without an argument. What's the scenario that our mission, who is our mission going to include? That if they kill a Jew, they get calls. So who is this? Even the Evan or Kuti. Right? What about the other way around? Right? What's the case where a Jew gets malchus for a kuti? Why should a Jew get? When should a Jew ever get less when he doesn't have a kuti? So what was Gemara's final answer? When a person hit him, the hitting, there's no damage worth even a puta. Therefore, the halacha is you get malchus for hitting him. So that's the scenario where a Jew would get lashes for doing something wrong to a kuti. Alright, Shkaya, stop there. Oh, Baruch Hashem. What are we going to try to do next Gemara?
Very harsh.
Harsh?
Harsh.
Alright, guys, please.